All right. Holy brothers. So we're gonna talk a little bit about some really, really important topics today. And if there's time, we'll even end with a nice story. All right. So in this week's Parsha, we discover why Yosef HaTzadik is called in our tradition Yosef HaTzadik, Yosef the Righteous. Not so many people are called the Righteous, but Yosef is Zochet, such a name. And I've shared this idea before, but it's one of my favorites. Generally, it's explained that why does Yosef merit to be called this title of the Righteous One? What test does he overcome that gives him this title? Eishet Potiphar. Excellent. The Svarim HaKdoshim, the Chassidim Svarim explained that he overcame his challenge with Eishet Potiphar, which is an incredibly hard sexual challenge, Gevalt. But comes Rabbi Nachman Mibreslov and switches things on its head, and he says, no, that's not why he's supposed to be called Yosef HaTzadik. Why is he called Yosef HaTzadik? Because what did he do? Because he truly, not half-heartedly, but truly forgives his brothers. In this week's Parsha, when the brothers ask for forgiveness, he says, you know what, my brothers? It's all good. It was all from God. It was there in order for me to sustain you, and I'm not holding any grudges anymore. And he's able to forgive the brothers. And that, my friends, is why Yosef HaTzadik is zochet to be called a true tzaddik, because he's able to forgive his brother despite the terrible act that they did to him. Okay? So today, I thought it would be a wonderful opportunity to talk about how to forgive someone for what they've done wrong. Some strategies to wet our tongue, to get us to, you know, to think about this, to think differently. And if, chas v'shalom, we're in a situation where we feel like we need to forgive someone, to re-research it and to look up some more YouTube videos and to learn some more Svarim. In general, these shirim, I guess, are more meant to inspire you guys so that when you're in that stuck place to re-look into the issue, I don't imagine that from one little 10-minute psych-up speech, your whole life is going to be transformed. But the truth is, you never know. Because sometimes all it takes is to think about things differently. And as I've mentioned many times before, when we think about things differently, what happens? We feel differently. Because oftentimes we feel like our emotions are the way they need to be because I'm programmed that way. But actually, our feelings are really only there because of the way we're thinking. So if we think differently about matters, we actually will eventually feel differently about those matters. You guys with me? Okay, good. So how can we feel differently about when we've been wrong? Okay? So in our culture, sometimes we're trained to believe that when someone does wrong to me, I deserve to feel angry at them. That's my right. I hold that card. And the only way to drop that card of feeling angry at the other person for the wrong they've done for me is if they do what? If they apologize. Has anyone else felt that experience? They need to apologize in order for me to grant forgiveness. I'm going to challenge that assumption. I certainly agree that that would be a wonderful way. If someone asks you for forgiveness, then it's much easier for sure for all of us to drop it. I don't know why that is, but our brains are programmed to believe that. But I don't think that you need another person to ask for forgiveness in order to get to this place of forgiveness. Okay? You with me? Why? Why is it that I can be able to forgive someone even if they haven't apologized, even if they don't even really feel sorry? How do I get to that place? What do you guys think? You can disagree with me, but why would that be that I can forgive someone even if they haven't apologized? Yeah. Good. So first of all, you have to understand there's two stages in this experience. Immediately after the event happens, or even sometimes a day or two later, depending on the severity, maybe even a week later. I mean, we might still feel emotionally so pained by that experience. So at that moment, when you're feeling extremely in pain, that's not the moment to start working on forgiveness, or really to start working on anything, right? Because when you're in a bad, angry, low mindset, the only thing you really should be doing is stepping away from the situation and soothing yourself. And we've talked about this before. Okay, good. But at a certain point, your emotions will move on and you won't feel as great of a pain for that experience. Okay? And then at that point, you have a choice. Okay. You have a choice. You can relive that experience. And that's what's going to happen. Your brain's going to like a bad movie. Every time you see that person, relive what that jerk did to you. Okay. And re-experience that and give in to letting your brain like feel that anger. Or you can choose to push that thought aside. Push that thought aside and not get into that. Or you can even choose to say, you know what? That doesn't matter to me anymore. That's irrelevant. That is a choice, a decision that we make. Okay, it may not immediately be a decision, but at a certain point, you can get to neutral ground and you can choose to step away or to step into the emotion. Everyone with me? Now, why would I choose to forgive that person? After all, he did wrong to me. He was mean to me. He was a jerk. He hasn't learned his lesson. Why would I then choose to not step into anger? Why? What would motivate me to make that decision? Yeah. Sorry. Awesome. So there's a few things you said there. We'll break it down. First of all, regardless of whether you want to have a relationship with this person, it could be you don't want to have a relationship with this person. But regardless, it's negative for you to hold that anger, that bad dream of anger within you. So you want to release that anger and forgive that person, not for him. He's irrelevant or she's irrelevant. What she did doesn't matter. But for you to feel the love that will naturally flow into your soul and the connection to the universe and to God and to other people, you'll feel much more connected when you don't have that anger burning up inside of you. So for me personally, it's easiest to completely disconnect from that. And say, it doesn't matter about them. I want to feel free, regardless of whether they deserve it or not. And so I will give myself the gift of forgiveness. You guys see that? It's a big leap. It's not the way that naturally people see forgiveness in the Western world, but it's true. When you forgive, it's good for you. So from a completely selfish level, I want to just grant myself the freedom by forgiving. Okay. A second thing is that if you think about it, when you're not forgiving a person, you're kind of letting them terrorize you. You're letting them poison and toxinate your consciousness with their negativity. You're letting what they did wrong still replay and replay in your mind. And almost as a way of getting back at them, you could say, I'm not going to let them continue to cause negative feelings to come into my emotions. I'm going to forgive them just for the sake of getting rid of that, of not letting that poison still come into my consciousness. You understand that? Another point is maybe you do want to have a relationship with that person, right? Maybe you're not willing to break off the relationship just because they did a certain thing that you feel is wrong. Maybe they're a human being. Maybe they made a mistake, but that doesn't mean we should terminate our relationship. Maybe you still value the relationship. So because you ultimately do want to continue the relationship, you're going to choose to forgive them regardless of whether they deserve it or regardless of whether they apologize. Everybody with me so far? Now, Baruch Hashem, we have another tool. Everything I've been telling you so far are tools from modern psychology. But as holy Yidden, or really as religious people who believe in God, we have another tool, which is what I believe Yosef HaTzadik is using in order to attain this level of forgiveness. And what's that tool? What tool am I referring to which helps us forgive even when the other person didn't ask for forgiveness? Yeah. Or exactly. How do we call that in Jewish terminology? Or emuna, right? Emuna, pshuta, whatever. Faith, bitach. All these terms are basically saying, level A, everything is from God. So when Jimmy was mean to you and did this horrible thing, the truth is we believe in our religion, it wasn't Jimmy. Who really was the one who was causing you this pain?
Hashem.
Hashem was the source of all the pain. As Yosef says, it wasn't you, it was from God. God orchestrated this whole thing to happen. Now, granted, I don't know if Yosef HaTzadik got to that recognition on day one when he was in the prison or in the pit. Who knows how many days and years it took until he was able to come to that emunah recognition. But ultimately, he is able to go to that place of recognizing it's all from God. And if we are holy yidden who do believe that everything's from Hashem and that Hashem is good, then really there's no place for anger and holding that against another person, right? Because that's really just an act of ego. That's really ultimately an act of revenge. Think about it. When they did wrong to you, then you want to hold back that forgiveness from them, kind of to get them back for what that bad thing that they did for you, which is understandable and reasonable, but ultimately, it's the opposite of humility. It's the opposite of emunah. It's the opposite of the Torah way of living. Yeah.
Didn't they say, like, they imprisoned them for, this is according to Pshat, he imprisoned all of them and he wasn't going to let any of them out. Like, after a few day period, then he said, like, I got something about Hashem.
He sees that the dreams are coming from Hashem. And then he decides to go this whole plot of imprisoning and not imprisoning. But you're right. The truth is, when you read the story of Yosef, there are really two different ways of reading the story. One way of reading it is that Yosef is originally resentful and angry, and that there's a switch which happens at a certain point, and something triggers a switch in his attitude. And the other way of reading it, which is my way of reading it, which makes much more sense to me, is that the entire time Yosef had already forgiven his brothers, and that he's not even testing, he's trying to bring them to a place of doing tshuva, shlema, so that they can feel catharsis and feel like they've moved on, and only then can he reveal it to them. And that's why Yosef never writes to his dad and to his brother in the first place, because he needs to bring them to a place of true tshuva in order for them to reunite with themselves and reunite with their father, and for the brothers to finally be reunited. But that's like a whole different shiur I have about it on the parsha, which is, that's a great, I'd love to, at some point, you know, schmooze with all the different perspectives about the story, but that's the way I'm reading this story, that Yosef actually really does forgive the brothers. Yeah.
That way, like, when you saw that Yehuda was ready to give up, they're all ready to give up their lives.
Exactly. When Yehuda,
when
Yehuda shows that he takes a revos, he takes responsibility for his brother, even when his brother may have done wrong, may have actually stolen the goblet. That doesn't matter. He's willing to take responsibility. So then that triggers something within Yosef that that he truly is able to see that the brothers have moved on. But that's a difference here. In any case, just to return back to what we've been saying, by taking a Muna stance, you're able to move on from the situation. One more psychological tip, which I think can be helpful when it comes to forgiving another person, is to depersonalize it. A lot of times we feel like someone has wronged us, and we feel like they didn't mean to us and us and us, and maybe we even feel guilty. Why did I make that mistake? And what we need to do is remove ourselves from the picture and say that they messed up because they have a character flaw and they've got their stuff and they're not a perfect person. But that's them. And never... They're in their situation, but I'm me, and I'm awesome. And I'm an awesome, and what awesome people do? They move on, and they forgive, and they live happily, and they do acts of kindness. And this person needs me to grant them forgiveness so that they can live a happier life. I'm going to give them that gift instead of letting my ego hold me back because I'm awesome. Right? Ultimately, it's choosing to be an awesome person. Awesome people forgive and act with emunah as opposed to choosing to be a resentful person. Again, everything I'm saying to you is really, really hard, okay? And I have not mastered it. And it's not necessarily something that you can do immediately. And depending on the severity of the thing that has been done wrong to you, it may take some time. But I do think that ultimately this is a choice that we should try to. Once we're at a place where we're actually able to make that decision, we should choose to forgive the other person. So let's just review some of the tools that we've recommended in order to forgive another person. Okay. Tool number one, another person has wronged you. What tip, what reminder can I give myself in order to forgive this person? Let's just review. What we recommend? Let's throw them out there. First, yeah?
You realize it's not you.
It's not me. It has nothing to do with me. They were a jerk. They're a jerk. That's it. Depersonalize. It has nothing to do with me. And I can forgive them. My forgiveness is not about me. It's not about me. I'm not saying that what they did is right or wrong. I'm giving them a gift of forgiveness just because I'm an awesome guy. That's what awesome people do. Doesn't mean that they did it right or wrong. It's not dependent on their sorry. It's just a gift that I give to this other person and a gift that I give to him and a gift that I'm giving to myself because I want to live a free and awesome and happy life. Okay? By the way, you don't even necessarily have to tell the other person you've forgiven them. You just amongst your own can say, I forgive. Okay? And the third approach, which I think Yosef HaTzadik uses from a Torah perspective, from a Munadic perspective, Emunah, faith that ultimately everything's from Hashem, and if ultimately everything's from Hashem, then why should I bear that resentment? Okay, one final point, just to finish up. There really are two different ways to forgive. There's half-hearted forgiveness, where you just kind of like push it aside and say, I don't want to think about it, I forgive. And then there's true forgiveness, where I actually decide that I'm not going to bear anger and resentment from that person. Obviously, it's harder to do full, total forgiveness. And by the way, on a pshat level, I'm not even completely convinced that Yosef HaTzadik gets to a place of complete and total forgiveness. I know Rabbi Nachman says he does, but later we see him favoring his brother Binyamin and like giving him like five, and like the brothers aren't sure if Yosef really forgave him or not. So I wonder if there really is complete and utter forgiveness or not. I'm not really sure, to be honest. But in either way,
why are we saying that he still treats his own blood brother better than other of them that he's not doing, that he's not?
There's a lot of tension between Shema Yehuda and Yosef for a long time. That's what causes, a lot of people say causes all.
So you're right and you're right. In other words, you could look at that I'm totally making an assumption just because he's being nice to him doesn't mean that he bears a grudge. And you could look at, maybe there was some tension that was still there. Honestly, I'm not really sure. My guess is the fact that Yehuda and the brothers never actually explicitly apologize to Yosef, it makes it hard to get to a place of full, real forgiveness. But I don't know. That's just conjecture. But either way, between you and me, when we are in a situation, when someone wrongs us, I would suggest to myself that you fully forgive them, not half forgive them. Really go to a place, not just of like pushing it aside, but of like, I forgive them completely. It's like it never happened. It's like it never happened. Again, purely because that frees me up from this negative feeling. That makes me feel awesome because I'm an awesome guy who forgives other people. And you'll just live a better life. So in this chus of us forgiving other people, Hashem should forgive us for our mistakes. And I'm sure he will. And the holy books say that when you forgive others, Hashem forgives you. And it will bring a lot of peace and love into our lives, into the lives of everyone in Am Yisrael. Shabbos. Thank you very much for coming.